It's never easy, is it?
What?
Letting the ladies down.
Mm.
I usually just bought them a box of exotic chocolates. Didn't make the breakup any easier, but at least they had something to eat.
Oh, I truly am losing my mind.
You won't hear any arguments from me.
Where did you come from?
Come on, Billy boy. You're in my home now. Where did you expect me to be?
What do you mean your home? This hasn't been your home in 35 years.
You said it yourself. The country's in hell. And as long as you stay there, I am never far away.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you're in hell right now?
For lack of a simpler term that your mind can understand, I'd have to say yes.
But why? I mean, you are a great man. I'll probably admire you more than any other man of my time.
Well, it's nice of you to say that.
Don't tell me they damn you for womanizing. I mean, please don't tell me that.
There are a lot more considerations than that. Don't worry. I haven't figured out exactly why I am here yet. I think it has something to do with my father. He wanted his sons near him, and that man always gets his way, even now.
Well, I guess it's nice to know some things don't change.
Yeah. You know, as much as you admired me, I envy you that much more.
Excuse me?
From the point of view of any given man, you're probably the luckiest president that ever lived.
Right. It's great to have people watching your every move, monitoring your Secret Service men, interrogating your personal secretary, persecuting all your friends, and making sure that you never get a blowjob again.
Hey, if those are all your problems, you should be a happy man. If my enemies had treated me the same way, I might be alive today.
I don't follow you.
It's simple. I was assassinated because I was too powerful, and they couldn't control me. If they had realized that they could bring me down by making scandals out of every extramarital affair that I ever had, there would have never been a reason to have me killed now, would there?
Unless you could take it down by some angry husband.
Not funny.
Oh.
DiMaggio once tried to bash my skull in with a baseball bat, you know, mine and Bobby's.
Really? How come this is the first time I'm hearing about this?
Yeah, nobody wanted to publicize, not him and certainly not us. A couple of Secret Service guys smacked him around a little bit. Put him in his place. Then we all agreed to let it drop.
Really?
I'm not even supposed to be talking about it now, but I figured that no one's going to believe you if you tell them you had a conversation with John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. I didn't have much luck with my founding father's story either.
Don't say that. It was good for a laugh. I think even old Abe Lincoln himself got a good chuckle out of it.
You mean to say Abe Lincoln knows about me?
Hey, we're all watching you. None of us has been able to take our eyes off the scene in Washington for months.
I'll bet.
You know, you and I met once. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember, but I'm surprised you do. I mean, you were the president of the United States. Shaking your hand was probably the most memorable and inspirational thing that ever happened to me at the time. But I was just a typical high school kid. Why would you remember meeting me?
Hey, once you reach the point where I'm at, you remember everything that's ever happened to you and everyone that you've ever encountered.
You mean that after I die, I'll be able to remember the name of that receptionist that I met on the boardwalk in Atlantic City?
It'll be right on the top of your head any time that you need to access it.
And that hairdresser from Little Rock?
You'll remember everything, down to the dimples on her hips.
How about those two stewardesses on Air Force One? What were their names again?
What? You're asking me?
Well, you said you remember everything, right?
I remember the people I met, not the people you met. When I used to fly Air Force One, the stewardesses were named Helen and Margaret and Louise and Ginger and Tina and Mary Ann and Sandra.
Yeah, we were Sandra.
You know what I do remember? I remember that girl who gave you oral sex in the parking lot after your junior prom. That was Kathy Hodges.
Now, wait a minute. How do you know about that? You said you just remember things that happened to you, not me.
Yeah, but I was there, listening to you brag to your friends about it.
What?
When I was the president, and you represented your school at that American Legion debate, after I shook your hand, and we went into the reception, I overheard you telling your friends about how you got a little nookie.
Wait a minute. Oral sex is not nookie. The legal definition of that is very clear.
Sorry.
You mean to tell me that of all the hundreds of people who were at the event that day, You remember every single conversation that went on?
No, only the ones I was tuned into. You and your friends were talking about all the girls you were trying to screw. And that got my attention. Made me wish I was back in high school. Mm. You didn't expect me to actually listen to that crusty old Legionnaire speech about careers in the military, did you?
Kathy Hodges. It's been a long time since I thought about her. Wonder where she is now.
Over 50, fat, married to an Arkansas professional fisherman. And none of her friends believe her when she tells them that once she went down on the president.
You mean to say she's bragging to her friends about me now?
Hey, what goes around comes around, Billy boy. Made you feel like a real big man, eh? When you told all your friends about it, didn't it?
Hey, I was 17 years old. Everybody brags about it when they're 17.
But tell the truth, it still gives you a thrill when you think about it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And when you get some young graduate student down on her knees, isn't there a part of you that's just dying to call up all the guys from high school and tell them about it?
Yeah!
That's right. Don't be ashamed. Say it.
Yeah!
It's the old macho thing, huh?
Yeah!
It's a part of all of us. Something that never goes away. Nothing makes us feel better than adding extra notches to our belts. And every time we do, we want to stand on top of the highest mountain and tell everyone in the whole world about it.
Yeah, you know you are right!
Of course I am. Which is why you're the luckiest president that ever lived. Because not only did you get it, but everyone in the whole world knows you got it.
Yeah, but I'd love them to know I got it.
Sure you do. That's what it's really all about. When all is said and done, some people are going to remember Nixon as the most corrupt president that ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
Some are going to remember him as a brilliant diplomat. Some are going to remember Truman as the incubus who nuked 100,000 people. Some are going to remember him as the champion who won World War II. And people will always have 600 different conflicting stories to tell you about me. But you, my friend, are going to go down in history as the president who got his cock sucked. Awesome. Go back to basics. Doesn't get much better than that.
I'll see your point.
I figured you would.
But wait a minute. I mean, what if I don't want to be remembered that way? I mean, sure, on a gut level, I love the idea of everyone knowing that I got all these women, but I've spent too much time controlling my impulses. I put too much thought and too much effort into becoming the president and trying to do the best possible job I could for the people of this country.
Then do something about it.
Like what?
Throw Starr out on his ass.
What do you mean?
I mean fire him. Kick him out of Washington. Toss him in a barrel and ride him out of town on the back of a manure truck if you have to.
Just like that?
Just like that.
But what would people say?
That a real man is a man who stands up for himself, not one that gets women to lay down. This little insignificant cockroach intimidates children. He locks up people who haven't been convicted of crime, interrogates and tortures young girls. Those are the kind of things that happen in Nazi Germany, not the United States.
And overthrowing a reigning monarch is the kind of thing they did in ancient Rome, not here.
You know, your wife's right. You are losing your perspective. You're the reigning monarch, not him. Listen, do you know the difference between what happened to me and what's happening to you?
What?
Nobody figured out that there was a conspiracy around my death until 20 years after the fact. Before that, 99% of the people still believed that poor old disoriented Lee Oswald looked out a window 6 stories off the ground, 1,000 yards away, and managed to hit 18 moving targets with 3 gunshots. Now, in your case, everybody sees exactly what's happening, as it's happening. And most of them are scared to death of it and wish they had the power to make it go away.
Well, but do you think I have the power?
Jesus, you're the most powerful man in the world. You can take these peons down. If you don't have the guts to dispose of them, then get the goods on them, beat them at their own games. You don't think a self-proclaimed Puritan like Orrin Hatch has ever molested any little boys, huh? And how about that Mr. Henry Hyde? Have you ever seen a scarier-looking bastard?
Nope.
Dr. Jekyll's most hideous nightmare never looked that decrepit. You don't think a guy like that has a closet full of leather-clad skeletons?
You mean the hell?
You're gonna have to find those things out for yourself. I can only give you advice. I can't fight your battles for you. For now, you still have the strongest position, but I think your persecutors prove they're not gonna go away, so you'd better make them go away, unless you want to go away. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time for me to go away.
You're leaving?
Well, my visible time is very limited. The only reason I'm able to talk to you at all is because of the desperate emotional state you're in. and because I still have a few high connections in low places.
So, will I see you again?
How many times have both of us been asked that question, I wonder? You can see me anytime you want to. My portrait is hanging all over the walls in your house. If you want yours to be hanging there, too, you go out and fight for your place. And if you don't have the guts to take these bastards out, then step the fuck down. Because real power is something that only the strongest and the best fighters have a right to hold on to.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for stopping by.